Ben Harper, blues rocker from California, and Charlie Musselwhite, blues harmonica player originally from Mississippi and then part of the 1960s Chicago blues scene, have made a record together called Get Up. It is a rockin' affair with fantastic interplay from the two. Today they talk about their mutual respect and play live for us. We start off with You Found Another Lover.
2, 3. Sit here in a daze, wishing I could change my ways. And let's not pretend it isn't just what it is. It's time we both go and live.
Live in the World Cafe today, the combination of Ben Harper with Charlie Musselwhite on a very fine new album called Get Up. And there's a breakup song called You've Found Another Lover, I Lost Another Friend. And Ben, you had that? Did you have that one for a while, or how did that one come up?
Yeah, I had that one a little too long, David.
Well, okay, now this album is called Get Up, and there's a great song on here called Get Up. But when I see Get Up, I think of Stand Back. The first time I heard
a man who knows.
Charlie Musselwhite and that very first album. Ben, was that in your collection?
Sure was.
And how did you buy that one? Or where'd you hear it?
That was in the family collection there.
Ah. Well, you were really lucky because your parents had this amazing, we had the store, and then they had this amazing record collection. And I kind of see you as being in a real unique generation-spanning position because of that. And that's been a part of your career all along.
Sure enough, and thank you for that. I will take that role on with great reverence. So I appreciate you bringing that out. It's not the kind of thing... It fortunately, it has found me. So the situations I've earned my way towards, because you know you can't just call up Charlie Musselwhite and say let's make a record, man.
Sure you can.
That call wouldn't get returned. You gotta work and earn it, and that's been one of the best parts for me to know. To have a seat at the table with Charlie and to know that in my lifetime I've put in the time to be, you don't just arrive at making a record with like this, you know, you got to work your way towards it. And so for me, when I step back and can look at my life, I can measure it by this as an accomplishment.
Now, I was reading that the first paying gig, first time you went touring, was, you know, not fronting a band, but you went out backing Taj Mahal. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was the first time I had gotten a check for making music. Taj was playing a gig in my hometown, so he played a gig. We all went to Taj's gig, and then we were playing a gig after Taj's gig. Of course, we hoped he'd show up, but you never know. And then word travels fast. Good news, anyway. And we knew he was in the building, so we, you know, I pulled out every lick in my bag of tricks. And I guess I had enough of them to where after the gig, he came up to me and said, hey, young man, do you go on the road? And I was so green, I didn't know what going on the road meant. And I was like, do I go on the road? I said, well, what do you mean when I drive my car? Like, what do you mean, do I go on the road? And he said, do you tour? And I didn't. And I even knew less about what that meant. Do I tour, like tour around? Like, what? You got to talk to me. You got, man, I'm great. You know, he said, would you like to join my band? I was like, oh, come on. He said, you'll get a ticket in 2 weeks. So I didn't breathe for 2 weeks, and a ticket showed up, and the airplane ticket showed up in the mail. And next thing you know, I'm on Austin City Limits with Taj Mahal.
That is fantastic. I'll have to look for that. That's great. How old were you?
20.
Wow, that's great. So there's a real continuity. It really is a real continuity to all this, and that's one of the great things about it. Charlie, when you came up to Chicago from Memphis, did people see you as country at that point? Did you have to kind of prove yourself?
Well, I think a lot of people thought of me as like a hillbilly. My accent was way thicker than it is now, but. Going to all the blues clubs and hanging out, they knew of me as a fan. You know, I was requesting tunes and things, and a lot of drinking went on there, but I already knew how to drink, so I was just hanging out and socializing and having a good time, and I just fit right in.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed about Charlie is very few people I've ever known have the power to transcend culture, race, class. Charlie is one of the great human equalizers of energies I've ever met. So I've thought to myself to ask Charlie, what must it have been like to be perhaps the only white person in the room, kind of thing, at times.
For miles.
For miles, okay. But I really have never asked him that because I tend to not ask questions that I already know the answer to. And I understand. Getting to know Charlie, the better I know Charlie, the more I understand how he wasn't the only ... in the room, because Charlie takes race and just his energy makes a colorless circumstance, because it just diffuses all of that just by his being. I've never witnessed an energy like it, truly. Something so special.
You know, another way, this is kind of changing the subject a little bit, but another
and
way.
And I kind of commandeered your interview,
no,
David. I'm
no,
sorry.
That was just great to hear all that. But another way, Charlie, that you make everybody comfortable is a lot of times the role of the harp player, the harmonica player, is as an accompanist. I mean, you know, you've made a zillion records of your own, but you've also played behind a lot of other people. And is there a special way to find space for that instrument when you're playing with somebody else, same way you're playing with Ben?
Well, I think any, whatever instrument you're playing, there's a way to play as a lead or as a way to play as an accompaniment where you're listening and trying to support the singer or the lead player. And that's what I try to do. I try to add to something. I don't try to, like some guys, they want to show you how much technique they got by playing every note they can think of, fill up all the spaces. I just think of it as the music as a whole and how can I make it better?
Mm. Do you play differently when you're playing with a mic and when you're not? I envisioned you on some songs on this record with that old bullet mic and through an amp. I don't know if that's what you use.
Well, it is a little difference. I mean, when you're playing acoustic, you can use your hands in ways that you can't use with a microphone. But mostly I'm playing pretty much how I feel, whether it's acoustic or not.
We're talking with Ben Harper, and that's Charlie Musselwhite, about the new album they've done together called Get Up. And we mentioned that song, We Can't End This Way. You guys, you have a chance to do that one?
Love to.
There's a man on the corner begging for help. There's a man that walks past him who's just drowning in wealth, who doesn't understand, who doesn't understand how disappointment destroys the soul. We can't end this way. 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 Every look of shame is a wound that will never heal. What has he done to deserve this? What have I done to deserve this? It's easy to remember, but it's easier to forget. Life has a way of getting in our way. We can in this way. We can't end 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 this way. Want to go my way. If you're not going my way, so I guess that means I'll be going your way. I will lead or follow, beg, steal, or borrow, just for one more day. We can't. We can't end this way. We can't end
this way. We can't end this way. We can't end. We can't end. We can't end this way.
We Can't End This Way from Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite playing live today. They have a new album called Get Up that they've done together, and it's out on Stax Records. How did you get on that imprint?
How did that happen?
I don't know.
They came and got us.
It's a good question.
Yeah. We had the record done, and it didn't have a home, and some people we worked with went looking for a home for it, and Stax came up, and at that point there was that ruled out any and all competition. We jumped at it.
Let's see what's next.
We're gonna play I'm In, I'm Out, I'm Gone, if that's okay, David.
Sure enough.
1, 2, 3.
Don't want no high-rise tombstone. Gonna gather up my saints. Don't wanna hear you fussing, no. If it is or if it ain't. If it is or if it ain't. And my life needs no witness. And my burden is my own. My burden is my own, and I'm in. Oh, I'm out, and I'm gone. Got an answer to somebody. Answer to somebody. If you didn't learn, you didn't read. You gotta live with it. Live with it, yeah. What's a man to do? What's a man to do? Gotta answer to somebody. Answer to somebody. I'm in. Oh, I am out, and I'm gone. Preacher came to the back door to greet her. Oh, he couldn't blame her for trusting that one-armed lion tamer. She stepped in from the storm. She was dry as a bone. Preacher thought to himself, the devil takes care of his own. She said, look what your prayers, look what they've done to me. What can your prayers do for me? Preacher said, careful, talking to yourself. But you may be listening. Careful talking to yourself. But you may be listening. I'm in. Oh, I'm out. And I'm gone. I'm gone.
I'm in, I'm out, I'm gone from Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite playing live for us today. And as we mentioned, the new album is called Get Up Indeed. Charlie, you in particular have just, I mean, this is true for Ben too, but you have just over the years embraced so much different music. You've done a country album. You did that album with the Cuban music on it. You've really gone all over the place. Are you always looking for something different to play?
Well, I'm always looking for something new that's from the heart with feeling. And that's interesting to me because, well, the way I think about it is people say, well, blues is the 1-4-5 chord change and the blues scale and all that. Well, to me, that's just a convenient way to play blues. It doesn't have to be that way. And blues is a feeling. And it seems to me in my travels that every culture has its music of lament, of good times and hard times and found love and lost love and the same subjects as blues. Hmm. And you can pick up on that feeling. So it's nice to know how a blues player can add what he's got to what the other guy's doing. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how, even if we can't speak the same language, since we're playing not from the head but from the heart, we have no trouble playing together. Hmm. So that's an adventure for me.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Well, thank you guys for making this record because it just sounds great, and we look forward to seeing you out on the road as well.
Thank you, David, for helping us give it life.
Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.